These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending September 4th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. In a blog post, Facebook formally codified its policy on third-party vulnerability disclosures. Under the new policy, Facebook says that when third-party critical bugs or security vulnerabilities are found, it will give developers 21 days to respond and 90 days to fix the issues. The company says it will make good faith efforts to report the bugs appropriately to third parties, but reserves the right to disclose sooner if a vulnerability is being actively exploited. Along with the policy change, Facebook says it will disclose its own patched vulnerabilities. As part of this, the company published details on 6 recently patched WhatsApp vulnerabilities, 5 of which were patched the same day they were discovered, and none of which showed evidence of being exploited. Apple told the information it has pushed back its change in device ID collection until 2021 to give developers more time to adapt. Apple announced at WWDC that in iOS 14, it would start requiring users to opt in to sharing their device ID for tracking purposes like advertising. Right now, they opt out. Facebook recently told its ad customers it might have to stop operating its Audience Network product on iOS as a result of the change. The U.S. National Security Agency program that collected metadata on U.S. citizens' phone calls was an effort to track foreign targets and was revealed by Edward Snowden. A court has finally ruled on that aspect of it. Thursday, a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in the United States ruled unanimously that the metadata program played such a small part in the conviction for terror fundraising of 4 people in the Basali Mualan case that disregarding it would not undermine the conviction. However, in the court's opinion, Judge Marsha Berzon wrote that the, quote, bulk collection of such data violated the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The court rejected the argument that the collecting of metadata did not constitute a search because customers voluntarily shared the information with telephone providers. Instead, the court said defendants had a likely reasonable expectation of privacy. Former FBI official Sean Joyce had previously told Congress that metadata had led to the convictions in the Mualan case, but Judge Berzon wrote, quote, that impression is inconsistent with the contents of the classified record. The decision is subject to review, but the appeals court's full 11-member panel, as well as a petition to the Supreme Court. However, this is somewhat moot. The metadata program was shut down in 2015 and replaced by a program which leaves the metadata with the phone companies. That new program appears to have been abandoned. In fact, 2 of the co-defendants in the Mualan case had already completed their original sentence and been released by the time of this decision Thursday. In a related and much faster decision, federal courts in Chicago have 3 times rejected government applications for warrants that would force Google to release what phones were near 2 commercial locations during 3 45-minute intervals. Google says the requests for these geofence searches have risen 100-fold in the last few years. Microsoft launched its Video Authenticator, which analyzes video and returns a confidence score about whether the video is real or a deepfake. A percentage chance is shown frame by frame with a box that's green that becomes red if it's more likely it's a deepfake. Microsoft Video Authenticator looks at fading or grayscale elements not detectable to the human eye. Microsoft is partnering with the AI Foundation to make the tool available to news outlets and political campaigns. Microsoft also announced a system for digital hashes and certificates that can be added to videos and checked with a browser extension to directly detect manipulation. Finally, India's IT ministry said that the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center and Home Ministry sent a recommendation to block 118 apps considered, quote, prejudicial to sovereignty and integrity of India, defense of India, security of state, and public order. Among the list of Chinese apps are popular game PUBG and several WeChat and Baidu versions. The main version of WeChat had already been blocked, along with TikTok, previously. A total of 224 Chinese apps have now been ordered blocked in India. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.